Isaiah chapter 53 and verses 5 and 6 I would like to leave with you this morning, boys and girls. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. My boys and girls, these verses remind us that we have all sinned, every one of us. We've all done wrong, we've all done bad. What does it say there? We like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that's true of you as well as me. You know yourself that you've done wrong many times. You haven't obeyed mommy and daddy. You haven't obeyed all of God's law perfectly. We've all sinned. We've all gone astray. And you know, we must be punished. You know that when you do wrong, you have to be chastened. You have to be punished. And whenever we sin against God, it is necessary that we be punished. That we bear the consequences of our sins. That's the law. That's the way things are. And that's right. That's just and right. So we must all be punished for our wrongdoing. Unless somehow God saves us. And God does do that, bless his holy name. He saves us from punishment. And he saves us from punishment through his Son, Jesus Christ, by letting his Son, Jesus, take our place. By standing in our stead. He was wounded for our transgressions. It was our transgressions. We should have been punished, but he was wounded. He was bruised for our iniquities. It was our iniquities. We should have felt the rod and been punished, even everlastingly punished. But he, that is Jesus, he was bruised for our iniquities. He who did no sin, who did no wrong. And I want to tell you a story, boys and girls, that I hope will illustrate this, about a little boy who was led to think about this and who got hold of this truth in a greater manner. And that little boy was called Charlie. Charles. And he had a sister called Jane. He was only 5. Jane was only 4. They were generally good children, usually obeying their mom and dad. But like all boys and girls, there were sometimes they were naughty, sometimes they were bad. And on one occasion, Jane was naughty. And Mummy had to punish her. And Mummy punished her by not letting her go outside and causing her to sit alone in the room, on the chair for a time, for a while. And Charlie, he was out playing, and he wondered why Jane wasn't there. And he came in, and he found that Jane wasn't allowed out because she did wrong, and she was being punished. And Charlie loved Jane, even as Jesus loves us. And Charlie said to Mommy, "Can I take Jane's place? Can I sit there in the chair and not be allowed to go out? And she can go out instead. I'll go in her place." And her Mommy thought about it and she said, "Yes, that's very kind. We'll do that." And so he kissed Jane and off she went out to play, and there he was sitting. Mommy noticed him in deep thought. He was thinking. He was thinking about Jesus. And he said, "Mommy, isn't this like Jesus, what I'm doing? Isn't this like what Jesus does for us? I'm sitting in Jane's place, and I'm bearing the punishment instead of her and for her." His Mommy had to agree. It was so. And so, boys and girls, Jesus died for our sins. And we can trust in him. We can believe in him. We can rest in him. And we can have the assurance that he will save us on the grounds of his cross work. So you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray.